Number six is attend your Super Saturdays every month. I am so, for the first several years of my business, I was so, I had a heightened emotional experience. Have y'all ever had a heightened emotional experience? It was our first Super Saturday, I believe, or second. My brother's wife was having a baby. She's in the hospital. I stayed in the hospital all night long with my brother to welcome this baby into the world, right? Well, instead of going to the Super Saturday the next day, I went home and went to sleep because I was new. I wasn't core. I didn't get this stuff, right? My brother Jeff calls me up, who's my sponsor, and he says, Chris, where were you? Now, you don't ever talk to your team this way. Everybody gets it, right? But he's my brother, so he can talk to me this way. And I go, what do you mean? He goes, it's Super Saturday today. And he's hot, man. I mean, he's upset. And I go, yeah, well, Dave, Sherry, they had their baby last night. I was with them. You missed the Super Saturday. The baby, you know, the baby didn't happen during the Super Saturday. You could have gone from the hospital to the Super Saturday. I said, get on my back. You know, I didn't get in this business to have you bossing me around. You know, and then he's like, look, how bad do you want it, Chris? You've been impoverished for all these years. I know you want it. I want it. If we're going to do it, we got to do it right. You embarrassed me. The RVP was calling for our family, and none of them were there except for me and Cindy. And I was like, man, this is not going good. You know, this is not going good. And I just said, well, sorry. I was in the right place at the right time. I was justifying it. I could have gone to the Super Saturday. If I was core, would I have gone? Yeah, it'd have been fine. I love it. They're great. They're fun. They're exciting. They're upbeat. You get to learn a lot. It was brand new. I wanted to learn, you know, but I made an error in judgment. We're going to talk about errors in judgment on the backside. I made an error in judgment. You know what my brother said to me? Burn me forever. He said, Chris, right before he got the phone, do not try to defend an indefensible position. Hung up on me. Oh, man. I'm like, go on, oh, my gosh. And for years, I was like, that was such a mean thing for him to do. And he was wrong. You know, I was in the right place. You know what I mean? But his point was, the baby was already here. And you had a choice to be core or not core. And that's really was his point. And from that time forward to the time I was earning six figures plus, I never missed a Super Saturday. Because I'd always hear Jeff say, you cannot defend an indefensible position. You know. Oh, I love my brother Jeff. He is a character. We're at his house one night. He's a $1 million earner in the company because he's core. Everybody get it? Yeah. $1 million earner in the company. He used to sell ladies' shoes. Best year, less than 40 grand a year. Whole life, planet Earth. We're at his house hanging out. Jeff's just direct. He's so funny. We're laughing. We're having a good time. And someone, we just got done with a joke. And it was like, ah! Oh my gosh, oh my gosh. You know, when you can't breathe and the tears are coming out. Oh, and it's all starting to settle down in the room, you know, and just when that last person stopped laughing, oh man. Jeff said, hey, where are y'all sleeping tonight? And we said, home. He goes, go there. That's Jeff. I love him for it. I'll never forget. I call him, and this is good training. I call him and I say, Jeff, I'm an executive. And back then, you know, you had to have three leaders doing a certain thing and they weren't doing that certain thing. And so I'm complaining to Jeff and I'm like, Jeff, they're not doing the thing, man. And this is what Jeff said. Stop letting those stupid people hold you hostage. Now that's harsh, isn't it? Now, is he really calling those people stupid? No, he's not. He's just trying to make a point. He's like, look, you can whine and complain and leave your financial future in the hands of those three people who don't care about you nearly as much as you care about you. Or you can go out there, here's what he said, if you can't change your people, change your people. Isn't that good? Y'all get that? If you can't change your people, Chris, change your people. If you can't change the people that you got, Chris, change the people, get new people. Everybody got that? Here's another thing Jeff said, so good, so good. Call Jeff up. He's up here, I'm down here. Everybody got the structure? He's in my upline, I'm in his downline. I'm part of his business. He's not part of my business. Everybody got it? So I call him up and go, Jeff, I got a great idea. I have this idea, and you should send this email out to the whole team. Because Jeff's here, then there's Mike, David, and Chris Hughes. So we're all like this, and we're building our teams. But I don't have access to Mike and David's team's emails, right? I only have access to my team's emails. But Jeff's up here, and he has access to everybody's emails. So I got to get this great idea, and you should send this email. And he goes, that's a great idea, Chris. You should do that. No, Jeff, I don't have access. I'm saying you should do it for the whole team because you're upline and you have all these other people that I don't have, and we should all do it as a team. And he says, that's a great idea, Chris. You should do that. No, Jeff, you're not understanding what I'm saying. What I'm saying is I could do it, but you're upline and there's all these other people and we should do it as a team. Like, you should send an email out to everybody and you and Cindy kind of promote this and it'll be awesome. And he said, that's a great idea, Chris. You should do that. I'm like, what's the matter with you? What are you doing to me? Like, you trying to teach me something? Like, I don't get it. And this is what he said. I am the CEO of my own business that happens to include you. You are the CEO of your business that does not include me. Mind your own business. Now, you guys are probably thinking he's the biggest jerk in the world, but he's not, really. He is lovable and outgoing. I mean, but here's the thing. When Jeff has something that needs to be said, he says it, and he has served me so well. Because here's what happened. When he did that to me, I was so mad I want to box him in the face. But here's what I did. Well, I don't even know where that word, who says box these days, you know? Put a cap in it, you know what I mean? I mean, I was like so mad. And this is what I said to myself. You know what? I will mind my business. I'm gonna build it bigger and faster than you. You know, nanny, nanny, you know, that's how I was. He made me so mad, and y'all know how family are, right? They're competitive, and he's my big brother. And I just went after it, and it served me so well. Because from that day moving forward, you know who Chris Hughes was? A CEO of a multi-million dollar enterprise. That's who I was then, and that's who I am today, and that's who I'll remain being. Is a CEO of a multi-million dollar enterprise. He served me in that day. But I say all that to say this, that he was a great coach for me to help me to become core. Because I know me, and if I didn't have this, and if I didn't have number 9, which is a workout partner, like my brother Jeff, like my brother Dave, and like some of my team members that I've utilized over the years, I wouldn't have made it. I was a guy that started stuff and never finished. Y'all know anybody like that? I was a starter. Man, idea guy. I got an idea all the time. I'll get it started. I have 45 unfinished books. Anybody got any of those in here? Not really 45, but you know what I mean. I got a lot of them. But because I had this, and because I had workout partners and the system and the infrastructure, it's been pretty good for the last 14 years. It's been pretty good. We're still going. Still going. Number 7, attend the international conventions. If we all owned a McDonald's, and you got a call from the CEO of McDonald's Inc. and they said, hey, we're doing a conference in the Rio Hotel, April 3rd through the 5th. We're flying in all the top earning McDonald's owners and they're gonna train you for 2 days. Would you be there? Yes. How much did you invest in that McDonald's? No. Million, $2 million? You would not miss a $300 weekend, $400 weekend if you've got $1 million online, would you? No. See, and one of the good things about our business, just a couple $100. To get started, you know, with your membership and everything. One of the bad things about our business, it's just a couple $100. Easy in.